Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about. One of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning.
Cup of murder.
You never know who could be a danger to your children. On March 12, 2020, the remains of a young girl were found in a case that saw an obvious suspect who, though initially trusted, was a monster in disguise. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Today's story starts with a disappearance. On Sunday, May 29th, 2016, Diana Alvarez, just 9 years old, was last seen when her pregnant mother, Rita Hernandez, checked her room inside of their home in Sheltering Pines Mobile Home Village in San Carlos Park, Florida, at around 2 a.m. Finding her sound asleep, Rita retired for the evening, which means that from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., Diana's whereabouts, though assumed to have still been in her room, were unknown. When Rita woke the next morning, she found that all four burners on the stove were turned on and noticed that Diana's purple striped shoes were missing. Diana Alvarez was nowhere to be found. By 10:40 a.m., the Lee County Sheriff's Office, learning that the young girl was missing, sent out the first of many public emails about Diana and, featuring a school photo of the girl, asked that anyone who knew anything about her whereabouts please come forward. By 1 p.m. that same day, they had their first suspect, 28-year-old Jorge Guerrero Torres. Jorge had, at some point, rented a room with Diana's family, and according to the sources, the young girl was very attached to the former tenant. A relationship that, according to the sources, was inappropriate and led to him being kicked out of the home. By 6:44 p.m., the sheriff's office sent out photos of Jorge to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. On June 2nd, the sheriff's office requested an Amber Alert for Diana and were granted one just after noon, and on that alert was a photo of Jorge Guerrero and a list of his connections to both Orange and Okeechobee counties. The plan worked, and just 2 days later, the man was arrested and brought in for questioning. Unfortunately, Diana was not with him. While still looking for the missing girl, Jorge was given a child pornography charge on June 6th after federal prosecutors claimed multiple photos were found on his phone, but at the time would not comment if any of them contained Diana Alvarez. Held with no bond due to an immigration hold, Authorities used his phone number and tracked his whereabouts on the night that Diana disappeared. Records show that the phone traveled from Orlando, where he now resided, to the Fort Myers area the day before the girl was reported missing. He then left during the early morning hours of May 29th and headed first to Okeechobee and then towards Yeehaw Junction before going back to Okeechobee and finally to Orlando. Placing him in the area where Diana and her family lived, the records also showed that, quote, there was communication between the cellular used by the household residents, including the minor child, and the cellular phone admittedly utilized by Guerrero Torres. Claiming he was not in Lee County and that his vehicle had broken down while traveling from Orlando to Okeechobee, investigators tracked Jorge's physical phone and found that another man was in possession of the device. When asked how he came upon it, he claimed he found it hidden in the high grass while working as a landscaper in Orange County. The phone was locked, but the landscaper said that a man named Jorge called it and told him that he could keep the phone. When forensics searched the phone, they found the pornographic photos. Things got worse for Jorge on June 10, 2016, when an ex-girlfriend came forward and told Wink News that she observed several disturbing, quote, clues indicating that he engaged in an inappropriate, quote, relationship with Diana Alvarez. She claimed that the little girl told Jorge that she wanted to marry him when she grew up and that she, completely obsessed with him, once bit him after he hugged another woman. Despite all the evidence mounting against him and the clear boundaries that he crossed with the young girl, Jorge Guerrero Torres maintained his innocence. That meant nothing, however, once he was officially indicted on June 16, 2016, for child pornography. The found photo, it was later revealed, was, in fact, of Diana Alvarez. Charged additionally with persuading a minor to engage in sexual explicit conduct, Jorge waited for his day in court while the search for Diana persisted, with local, state, and federal agencies on the job and a $6,000 reward being offered. Things kicked up a notch when, on July 20th, 2016, authorities announced that they were looking for a Good Samaritan who allegedly helped the suspect, Jorge, when his car ran off the road on May 29th and got stuck along State Road 60. This individual offered to take the stranger to a nearby gas station, and police now believe that they might have valuable information that could lead to a break in their case. A press conference was later held by the family to reinvigorate the case and urge the Good Samaritan to finally come forward. On May 16, 2017, Jorge Guerrero Torres was found guilty of the charges brought up against him and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. The very next day, he was additionally charged with lewd or lascivious molestation of a victim less than 12 years of age and batter of a child in connection to Diana's case, despite the fact that she had yet to be located. Years continued to pass, and though little changed in the case, Jorge was charged with first-degree murder in May of 2018. And almost 2 years later, on March 12, 2020, surveyors in Yeehaw Junction, Florida, happened upon the body that investigators had been looking for since 2016. Found 140 miles away from her home, Diana was lying in an area twice searched by the sheriff's office and assisting agencies. Identified by dental records, the cause of death was not immediately determined. Putting all the pieces together and with the help of his own admission, investigators believe that just an hour after her mother checked on her that night, Jorge Guerrero Torres somehow came into contact with Diana Alvarez and took her away from the home. He also confessed to sexually assaulting the girl on a weekly basis for several months during the time that he lived with her family. On June 16, 2020, Jorge had his pretrial conference where only 17 of 50 depositions were completed due to difficulty finding certain witnesses. Because of this, the case was slowed tremendously. Facing the death penalty now that her body had been found, Jorge and his lawyers challenged the cell phone evidence that placed him near Diana's home the day of the disappearance. Filing motions to suppress cell phone evidence, the lawyers also hoped to throw out all written and oral statements made by their client to the investigators. They claim the cell phone was seized without a warrant and that statements were, quote, obtained in violation of his privilege against self-incrimination, his right to counsel, and his right to due process of law as guaranteed by the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. They say that the phone was password protected and that Jorge used an app called Vault to keep his photos hidden, and therefore, the phone should not be used as evidence against him. This became just the first of many filings by lawyers, and the case, as of the moment of this recording, has not made it to trial. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to A Terrible Thing Happened on March 13th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon, or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.